It's fouled down the right field line, out of play. Still 1-2, and Rodriguez just fighting pitches off at this point. Right-handed hitter has 5 home runs on the season. He's got an over 1,000 OPS, 1093. Swings and misses at this pitch, though, and it's caught behind the plate by Adrian for the first strikeout of the game from Seth Spencer. Hasn't needed the strikeouts all too much, but was able to get it here. On the 1-2 count, Dom Rodriguez strikes out, and it brings up Cade Baldridge with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the second. And Baldridge, now a right-handed hitter. It's a righty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch misses inside, and they're going to say that hit Baldridge on the leg. First base runner for the Woodchucks. It's a hit-by-pitch on the first pitch of the plate appearance. And it brings up Cale Beaver with a runner on first and 2 outs in the bottom of the second. And looking at Cade Baldridge, who currently stands over on first base, his base running numbers this season, 6 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing for the man on first. The Woodchucks still a very big stolen base team, but haven't needed them as much in the second half here as the first pitch misses outside to Beaver. 1-0 the count. And Beaver, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. He fires away and gets the pitch in there, called for strike number 1. 1-1 the count. And Cale Beaver batting just .214 this season across 13 games. He's looking to improve himself and sends one up towards the center field, but there is Clayton for out number 3, and that takes care of the Woodchucks batting order. So in the second inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. We go to the third inning, 2-0 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Gotta love the rivalry between the Woodchucks and the Rafters. Always fun when we get to travel up here to Wausau, and the Rafters currently up on the scoreboard 2-0 in the top of the third, and hoping to get back-to-back wins for just the fourth time this season, as their longest winning streak right now sits at 3 games. So hoping to get something started here, and the offense looking to turn it around. They had the 2-run shot back in the first inning from Jake Beauchesne, and now they'll see Eric Harper get his first plate appearance of the game against Richie Lacine. Lacine brings the leg up and fires home. Got on top of that one over to third base, but it's in foul territory, and now an 0-1 count. And Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with Lacine, and Lacine has retired the last 5 consecutive batters after a Beauchesne. Just the 1 strikeout in the game for him, two strikeouts. He did strike out the last batter, but he's just been dialed in with his location. Harper taking his time back down first baseline. Now finally gets into the batter's box. 0-1 K. His glove. Breaking ball in there. Called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. In the hit column, it's been a while since his last hit, but he was able to get on base a few times these last couple of games. And Harper had the go-ahead RBI in the game yesterday. What ended the thing? A 2-1 final score last night, and the breaking ball again misses outside. Just barely 2-2 the count, and another really seen, but Harper just holding back on it right now. Any way that he can work on the path you're looking for, righty-right match, and comes home, but the fastball misses low and away. Now 3-2 the count, and to lead off this third inning with a man, he'll be followed by Royce Clayton Jr. and Kareem Arusevic, due up in the top of the third. Full count on the way home, Lacine the payoff up the middle. Middle by Harper, over short by Berkland, throw to first, make the throw, keeps in his hand, and an infield single for Eric Harper. Hit column. Leads third in with an infield single, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a runner on first and nobody out. Nothing Rafters lead. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Dean on the mound. Dean, ball and glove, brings it home, grounded over to third, 5-4, back on to first, not in time. Clayton is able to race it out, but they still did get the fielder's choice, 5-4. Eric Harper, and brings up Kareem Arusevic with one out and one on here in the top of the third inning. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting D. Lacine looking home, brings it in. Arusevic pops it straight back and out of play into the concessions area as that one goes over the building. 0-1 the count, and Arusevic was the first base for the game for the Rafters. He drew a walk. And on that walk, came around to score the next batter as Jake Bosch followed him with a shot. Pitch here is inside. Ball number one to Arusevic. Now a 1-1 count. Arusevic does have the advantage when it comes to handedness. Left-handed hitter going up against the righty on the mound. So a lefty-righty matchup, and Lacine brings the pitch home, grounded over to first, could be full play, 3-0, back over to second, and now we get the lead runner, Clayton Jr., able to race it out, and so he advances into scoring position on the 3-0 ground out from Kareem Arusevic, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the runner on second and two outs in the top of the third, still 2-0 Rafters. And Beauchesne is 2-run shot back in the first. First pitch on is out, called for a strike, 0-1. Just on that outside edge, and great bean. Going 0-1 count. And Beauchesne, righty-righty matchup. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Good breaking ball, and it looked like it was going to be in the same spot as last time, but it tailed off at the end, and Beauchesne reading fastball, but not able to pick up on it. 0-2 the count. Clayton still over there at second base. Quick runner. If a single is hit to the outfield, he'll come home to score. 0-2 count. Grounded foul down the third baseline. A slow chopper there that maybe he would have got him if it had stayed fair, but maybe not. Beauchesne is a quick runner. He's got a few stolen bases, and you see it in the outfield as well with the speed. But now Beauchesne back into the Batter's box. He'll look to do some more damage against Lacine. The Rafters only have two hits on the season against Richie Lacine. One of them came from Beauchesne, the two-run homer, and the other one earlier in the inning from Eric Harper. Pitch on the way home, missed. Now 1-2 the count to Beauchesne. And on the season entering this game, Jake Beauchesne was batting 279 with an 8-9 OPS. One of the Rafters' better hitters in the 1-2 count. Breaking ball upstairs for ball number two. Now a 2-1, but specifically against the Woodchucks this season. Beauchesne in four games batting 364 with a 1409 OPS. Runner still on second base and hoping to keep it rolling. 2-2 count. It swung on and missed. It misses in the dirt, though. Throw over to first is in time, and Beauchesne strikes out for the third out of the third inning. So the Rafters in the third, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is 2-0 the lead for the Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now back to work in the bottom of the third. It is 2-0 Rafters, and Seth Spencer has looked really good through these first two innings, thrown just 27 pitches to go scoreless through the two. Now again, the bottom of the order for the Woodchucks. He's going up against the 8-9-1 batters due up in the bottom of the third. That's Brody Sexton, Jake Berkland, and Noah Malone. Brody Sexton, the right-handed hitting lefty matchup, and through these first two innings, Spencer pitching to contact mostly, although he does have one strikeout. The first pitch on the way home is called for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Spencer, I mean, he has been hot as of late, and finally it seems like able to bring it on the road as the 1-0 count is called for a strike, a 1-1 count. Mentioned it earlier, but at home, he's got a 2.41 ERA. Absolutely dominating over his starts this year. And count. Three starts on the road for Spencer. Seven starts at home. And his seven starts at home, a 2.41 ERA. But in his three starts on the road, a 12.6 ERA over 10 innings. Trying to get action. 1-2 count. Swing and a miss, second K of the game, and that takes care of Brody Sexton to lead off the third inning. Brings up Jake Berkland with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the third, and Seth Spencer continuing to look strong here and rather shocking against one of the best offenses, and as I mentioned, probably the best offense in the Northwoods League. batting 295 on the season and so far shutout baseball from Seth Spencer. First pitch on the way home, misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Jake Berkland, the right-handed hitting short at the plate, righty-lefty matchup with Spencer, and that one called for a strike, 1-1 the count. Berkland this season, he's been struggling a little bit for the Woodchucks, and the right-handed batter going just 260 from the plate. Not too bad, but 739 OPS. He was hoping for a little bit better, but he's playing some great defense at shortstop, and he already showed that off earlier. 1-2 the count on the way home. This one hit up the middle underneath Spencer over to second base. It's knocked down Akko. Throw it over to first. Be a one-out single from Jake Berkland. First hit of the game for the Woodchucks comes here in the bottom of the third inning with one out. Puts a man on first for Noah Malone, and Malone looking to represent the tying run for the Woodchucks. It's a 2-0 lead for the Raptors. Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder. I still like my nickname that I called him earlier in the year, Water Malone. Call back to the years of Vine for many millennials and Gen Z people. The first pitch instead goes over to first base. Jake Berkland standing on the bag. And I've caught a lot of heat for that one from my fellow interns who have all come out to the game today. Another pickoff move back to first base. So the Raptors themselves, some good fans out here, but not just them. They always have good fans travel from Wisconsin Rapids. It's usually a short 50-minute drive, 45-50-minute drive here to Wausau. Today, though, over an hour, a bunch of traffic as this one is hit well out towards left field, going back to the wall, and this game is tied. Noah Malone, a two-run shot over the left field wall, a moonshot, has knotted this game 2-2. Noah Malone continuing damage against the Raptors, and man, he is a nightmare for Wisconsin Rapids. That is his fifth home run of the season against the Raptors alone. Oh man, absolutely smoked that one to left field. Ties it 2-2 in the bottom of the third, and this one now a fly ball towards base caught by Matt Akko for out number two, and that brings up Dylan Schlupp back with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the third, tied 2-2, and Noah Malone, oh man, I tell you what, I was watching him at the All-Star game, and you could just tell that he felt good about his swing, not just that, but he felt confident. He belonged there. He belongs in the Northwoods League. He swings and misses for strike number one. Dylan Schlatterback does, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer, and that's the second home run of the game. One for the Raptors, one for the Woodchucks. 0-1 count, misses low, now a 1-1 count, and Noah Malone. Oh, man. He is batting over 500 in his games against the Raptors. 1-1 the count on the way home from Spencer. Misses in the turf for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And mentioned turf, part of the reason why we're able to play so easily today. It's glass and warning track is dirt in the outfield. But in the infield, it's all turf. And this one, a fly ball out towards shallow left center field. Back out is the shortstop, but the left fielder, Beauchesne, bringing up on it and makes the catch for out number three. It was a little rainy earlier to finish off that turf story, but able to get dried out real quick. And the Raptors, though, well, they're going to hope to get back on the right track when we return in the third inning. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 2-2 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A two-run home run from none other than Noah Malone has tied this game against the Rafters and Woodchucks. It's now 2-2 as we hit the top of the fourth inning, and the Rafters going to be leading things off with their cleanup man, that is Madden Acco. And Acco, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's right up with Richie Lessine back out there. He allowed the two-run home run back in the first inning to Jake Beauchesne, but since then, he's retired all but one batter, Eric Harper, back in the third inning. So now leading off the fourth, the first pitch to Acco called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Madden Acco, the right-handed hitting second baseman, he is 0-1 in the game. 0-1 count, fouled back, now 0-2, and his one time out, it was a fly out center field back in the first inning. So hoping to get back on the right track here, and Acco been one of the better hitters all season long for the Rafters, and you go back to a couple game. This one, a liner over to second, and a nice snag over at the bag by Cade Baldridge going into the 4-3 gap, able to make the line for out number one. Brings up Landon Gaz with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fourth inning. Tied 2-2, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Richie Lessine. Lessine brings the leg up and fires home. This one hit high in the air out towards second base and bounces in front, but caught and thrown over to first for out number two. 4-3 on the put out, and that takes care of Landon Gaz for the second out in the fourth inning. Brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and two outs. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, hoping not to get 1-2-3 against Richie Lessine. And Lessine continuing to look strong for the Woodchucks. First pitch here, misses for ball number one. And you look back at Lassine's season, it's already a season long in innings pitched. Previously, two innings back, of course, against the Rafters on July 12th. This pitch is fouled off by Skinner, so now a 1-1 count. And Lessine, and he likes the Rafters. He's now totaled seven innings in Wisconsin Rapids. Struck out five batters in the game's prime. It's a swing and a miss from Skinner, now a 1-2 count. Seen three strikeouts in this one, brings his total up to eight strikeouts in seven innings. Against Wisconsin Rapids, and the 1-2 count coming home. It's great. Flip it over. Time. And a three up, three down, fourth inning. He has now doubled his season long in innings pitched with four. And in the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-2 here on WFHR with Scott.
Hey, Rafters fans, Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now to work in the bottom of the fourth inning, Seth Spencer. Through three innings, he's looked pretty good, but did allow his first runs of the game back in the bottom of the third. It was a two-run shot from Noah Malone. That's done all the damage in this game. He did allow the single to Jake Berglund and him home run. So just two hits allowed, no walks from Seth Spencer over three innings. He also does have two strikeouts and looking to continue that here in the bottom of the fourth. The Rafters are going to be facing Max Solis, Don Rios, and Cade Baldridge. First pitch called for strike number one. Solis right-handed in DH. It's a righty-right-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. 0-1 count coming home. Grounded over towards short. Picked up. Throw over to first is in time for the 6-3 putout to take care of Max Solis. Time this game, and despite allowing very few base runners this game, is tied 2-2. And Seth Spencer, I mean, you have to be nearly perfect against this Wausau starting lineup. You cannot leave anything up over the plate because you already saw what can happen back in the third inning with Noah Malone's two-run shot. But Dom Rodriguez, no different. First pitch to him, misses the ball. Rodriguez. You look at the numbers for Rodriguez. He has looked pretty good, back 3-4 games. And no home runs in those games. 2-0 count now to Rodriguez, and he grounds this one over to short. Harper's there, throw over to first, and it's another 6-3 put out. And a few ground outs here in this game. There's been a lot of work to the infield. Three assists from Luke Skinner, and now two assists from Eric Harper. Harper over at shortstop, at second, Matadako at third, Luke Skinner, and at first, in the outfield and left, it's Jake Beauchesne, and center, it's Royce Clayton Jr., and in right, Mike Mana. First pitch on the way to Cade Baldridge, called for strike number one in 0-1 count, and Baldridge hitting from the right plate, he's a switch hitter for the Woodchucks. Lefty matchup with Spencer. One count, gets a swing and a miss. Strike number two, 0-2. And second baseman, he was hit by a pitch back in the second. That was the first base runner that the Woodchucks had gotten. 0-2 count, off the bat towards second base. Akko is there, picks it up, throws to first. Assist the Rafters. That inning goes three up, three downs. No runs, no hits. And on base, we go to the fifth. It's 2-2 here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. A mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
you
tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella Gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
This has certainly been a fun one, a pitcher's duel so far here in the top of the fifth inning. The Raptors just tied 2-2. Seth Spencer has gone through four innings, allowing just the two runs, and seeing Richie Lucene. Both of them just around 50 pitches. Lucene, 52 pitches, four innings, and Spencer just 49. So very strong pitching so far, and they look like they could continue to go further and further into these games. And, well, Seth Spencer, you look at his last time out. Spencer did not really care about the pitch count. He hasn't cared about the pitch count too much as of late. Spencer, 93 pitches, bats, and well, we'll see how far he goes here. Richie Lucene, though, his first start of the season, so not sure the game he'll go, but here in the fifth inning, he gets a swing and a foul ball from Nick Adrian. 0-1 the count. Lucene, already a season long in innings pitched, going four innings. That surpasses his previous high of two innings. Now, ball well towards left center field, back at the warning track. It is caught in left field by Dom Rodriguez for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, and that one hit pretty well by Nick Adrian, but not quite able to get it down. And Adrian still looking as a Rafter. He's been hitting the ball better as of late, but just not get the hits right, even though he was able to pick up two in the last game out. But trying to cut down on the strikeouts is the big deal for him, and he has not struck out this game. Now at the plate, though, Monum, and the first pitch misses away for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Monum, right-handed hitting right fielder, up for his second time. And this pitch is hit out over short, caught out of the air, leaping in the air from Shaq Berkman. Two up, two down, the fifth, and it burnt up the nine-hole batter, Eric Harper. I haven't had much of a chance to introduce Mike Monum. Got a little chance to talk to him pregame, and nice guy, and willing to talk. I mean, he has been all around in his collegiate career. As this one is hit, pitch out towards right center field, on the run back at the warning track, and this one is out of here! Eric Harper, a solo shot to put the Raptors on top in the fifth. Harper breaks up that hitless streak in a big way. Two hits in this one, and that second hit, a solo shot the opposite way to right field. 3-2 Raptors in top of the fifth. Oh, man, what a hit by Eric Harper. And now it brings up the big one up for a two-out single. Back-to-back hitters on the first pitch that they've seen. Just pitch count still staying low, but the Raptors do have a 3-2 ball game. And Eric Harper, man, I tell you what, he has been struggling, but not due to much fault of his own. He has been lacing the baseball, and it was a matter of time before he got some hits. as the first pitch to Kareem Arusevic misses inside for ball number one. And Roy Jr. as well. I mean, he's been hitting the ball hard. He's yet to see that home run despite playing the entire season here. One of the leaders in games played on the rafters. 1-0 count on the way home. This one's hit high up towards center field, but underneath it is Smith Johnson, and he will make the catch for out number three. But Eric Harper, the solo shot, two hits, there were no errors, and one left on base. To the bottom of the fifth we go. It's 3-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
But back earlier when it was higher in the sky, even the tinted glass didn't matter. Cale Beaver leads things off in the bottom of the fifth for the Woodchucks, and the first pitch to hiss is high for ball number one. Seth Spencer back out here for his fifth inning of work. And look at Spencer this season. Man, he has been good as of late and falls off of the mound. Uh-oh. Not sure what that one, but it's called for number two. Oh, man. Seth Spencer, he's going to hear about that one for a long time from the boys. Slips off the mound and gets the pitch home, but it misses for 3-0 now. And Seth Spencer, after off the mound, he's got to fight back. And watch, it does certainly stem a confidence key thing. And Spencer trying to stay in the right mindset. He did just walk Cale Beaver on four pitches, however. Well, his pitch count's still relatively low. He is up to 53 pitches in the game now. Entered the inning on 49 pitches through four innings, which puts him on pace to get through potentially eight innings, although we're not going to say that so far because he's going to continue looking as dominant, and he has missed the first five pitches now in the fifth inning. 1-0 count, Brody Sexton at the plate, the right-handed hitting catcher, a right-handed matchup with Spencer on the mound. He looks to first, now brings the pitch home, and gets a, no, that one's called low for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and with that, Nick Adrian will step down, although that missed by a located pitch from Seth Spencer. Just couldn't get the call to swing either. Right on the... They're getting consoled by Adrian, and seems like they're now good to go. So Adrian heading back to the dish, and Seth Spencer hoping to get back. Sometimes you just got to take a break, especially after what just happened. And Now Sexton stepping back into the batter. Mentioned it earlier, Seth Spencer, back-to-back 93-pitch performances. He's gone five innings four separate times this season. And to make it his fifth time today, he's got a 2-0 count with the runner on first and nobody out. And there he gets strike number one. Now a 2-1 count. Sexton up at the plate. He is 0-1 in the game. He ended up striking out swinging back in the third.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks, or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back into baseball here on WFHR. Sorry about the technical difficulties there, and appreciate Chuck Gennaro for making sure that we get back on the air here. Big shout out to him for helping us get on the air today. Sorry about that, but in the meantime, not sure exactly where I lost you guys, but in the top of the sixth, the Rafters, they were able to score one run. Lead it 4-2 as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. In the sixth inning, the Rafters scored one run on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. It was single from Jay inning. He stole second and third. Matanaco struck out. Then Landon Gaz with the man on third singled up the middle, an RBI, his first hit of the game. That extended the Rafters lead to 4-2. Luke Skinner grounded out 4-3 on a 3-1 count, and then Nick Adrian, the first pitch he saw, popped out to first base, and that's how we got through this sixth inning. And Richie Lessine did the whole thing. He's up to 79 pitches in the game through six innings, so there's a chance he's back out there for the seventh, although I wouldn't be so highly likely that was going to happen. So now in the bottom sixth inning, the Rafters sending Seth Spencer back out, and the first pitch called for ball number one. The second one, ball number two, 2-0 the count, and Christian Smith-Johnson up at the plate. Two in the game after flying out to second base back in the third inning. Takes the 2-0 count once again for a ball, 3-0, and Smith-Johnson grounded out. prior to the flyout as well. 3-0 count coming home, and the pitch misses low for ball number four, a walk from Seth Spencer, and he leads off the sixth inning the same way that he did the fifth. Brings up Dylan Schlatter back to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters up two runs, but that means that the tying runner is at the plate. And Schlatterback, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound, looking for his first quality start of the season. And this one is hit well out towards right center field. Long run, it will Rafters right field. Mike Mata, now he throws it back in, trying to make it three bases. Did he get it? He is safe. RBI triple for Dylan Schlatterback, and that a big-time hit on the first pitch that he saw. Sends home Christian Smith-Johnson from first base, and this makes it a one-run game in the bottom of the sixth. Brings up Max Solis with a man on third and nobody out. A sacrifice could tie it 4-4. First pitch, though, to Solis, taken on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Solis, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. And Spencer can't allow another run. Otherwise, there goes the potential quality start. But also, you don't want to allow it for the game-winning purposes, as that one is fouled back, an 0-2 count. So double the reason not to let this next run up. Man on third base, it's going to be tough to do so, especially against Max Solis and Dom Rodriguez. Both of them up next. 0-2 count coming home, misses in the dirt, blocked by Adrian, keeps it in front of him, and that makes sure that Schlatterback doesn't try and take off for home. So still a 1-2 count, and Solis 0-2.